Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote, Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a white light experience? Some of you are probably wondering what I'm talking about when I say white light. Would you like to learn more about what it is like to die and go to the other side and then get to return? Have you ever wanted to know more about NDE? It's called near-death experience. Can you imagine seeing God and then meeting his angels? Tell me, do you know what it would be like to be able to communicate with angels? And have you ever heard about a fantastic book called And the Angels Speak? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today about near-death experiences and the white light? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest. She is a success coach extraordinaire, and she will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce that this show today is now live on Talk4Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk and Blog Talk Radio. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. Also, LinkedIn announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed last year. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She lives on a ranch located in the foothills of the Ozarks in southeastern Missouri. Her ancestral family home is built on an Indian mound, giving her the ancient wisdom. She is a seer and channels to the angelic realm of God, sharing their wisdom and insight to help others help themselves. Her journey began in 1993 when her life was transformed in one instant through the most horrid experience ever, a tornado. She and her grandson were blown out of the house and into a field under an old satellite dish. At that time, she saw herself standing before God and his judgment. Her sister-in-law, who had previously passed away, was leaning over God's shoulder and said, "Not now, Lord, for she still has lots of things to do." After that horrific event, my guest slowly came to learn of the gifts God had given her and why she was returned to earth. She not only helps others through the angelic realm, but is also a master Reiki through which she uses her God-given gifts to heal others. My guest is a twice-published author of And the Angel Spoke and From Ashes to Angel Light. In 2013, she revised and updated her first book and has been republished by Balboa Press and The Angels Speak. Her second book will be republished in 2014, and a third book will follow shortly thereafter. My guest hosts a weekly internet talk show on Blog Talk Radio, where she discusses a wide-ranging view of topics relating to metaphysical and spiritual subjects. She is an inspirational lecturer for public, private, and corporate events. In her private time, my guest leads an active life with her two children, Amy and Andy, and five grandchildren, Clay, Kinsey, Montana, Abby, and Cole. She also enjoys raising and showing registered quarter horses and German shepherd dogs. Being a free spirit, she enjoys long walks through the beautiful forest surrounding her farm, taking in the quiet spiritual surroundings. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Rebecca J. Steiger. Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. And how are you today, January?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I've been so looking forward to your show. Let's talk about your early years. What led to your success story? Tell us your first memories and who your early mentors were.
Well, actually, my early mentors and my mentors have always been the same source, the angelic realm.
Oh, okay. And even as a young child, you had that connection.
I had the connection. You have to understand that where I live, I'm definitely in the Bible Belt. So I would see the angels gathered around my bed at night.
Wow.
And then I would express this to my parents. In the morning, they would say, you know, they just dismiss it.
Uh-huh,
you know, we don't.
Yeah.
You can't see angels. No
yeah.
one can see angels. so, I honestly blocked my gifts for a lot of years, turned my energy and my intent to animals.
Oh, okay, okay.
So maybe my greatest mentors were my horses, you know. I don't know. But as far as being a person, I did not have a mentor as far as a person goes until after I had my white light experience.
Okay, okay. And, you know, I can see where you would relate to animals, because animals are non-judgmental. They're always there to love you, and they're very easy to have a relationship with, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And with through working with horses, it's almost when I was training, because I used to train futurity codes, which that's another subject. But it's almost as if you're in a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and your animal become one, and you're totally focused on what you're doing with that animal, and consequently, that's like a meditation.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I walk my dog every day, and she and I think both meditate, and we give to each other so much. It is such a great connection, so peaceful. Let's talk a little bit about your white light experience, and I'm assuming you've only had one. Can you tell us when that happened and what was the circumstance?
Yes. In 1993, actually it was April 19th, 1993, at 9:15 p.m., I was in a tornado.
Oh, wow.
With my grandson. And we were blown out of the home.
Right out of the house.
Right out of the house. About 75 feet.
Wow.
During that time, at the time I wasn't sure what happened. I didn't know if I blacked out. I didn't know if I was knocked out. Did not know what had happened, except I am standing in God's room. I am standing in a shaft of light. I am no larger than the head on a pin.
You're that tiny.
I was that small, and behind this huge sandstone desk sat God. He had the book open. He had the quill in his hand. And the light was behind him. And I had this tremendous sense of peace and love.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister-in-law, Diane, who had died about a year before, and she was all in white, which was her favorite color. And she appeared and tapped him on the shoulder and leaned over his shoulder and said, "Not now, Lord, for she has many things to do."
Oh, my gosh. Wow. And then at that point, were you just immediately out of the white light, or what happened next?
Immediately, at that point, I immediately woke up, came to. And at first did not know, because the light was behind God. I was not in the white light. The light was behind God. So our, I always call him the Supreme Being, whatever. So I wasn't sure what that meant. I didn't realize for quite some time that I was actually in God's room.
In his presence.
Directly in his presence, in his room.
Now let me ask you a question, Rebecca, about the your grandson. How old was he? Did he go into the white light? And how did this affect his life?
My grandson was 4 years old at the time. He also went into the white light.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes, he did. Not with me. And this is where I try to stress to people, no matter what the circumstances, you stand before God alone.
Oh, okay.
You can't take someone with you. Because this is your time with our God, not someone else's. But he did have the same experience. And actually, I came to a few minutes before he did, which really, really certainly had me on edge for a few minutes that something, you know, that he might not have made it back. But he did. And, of course, from the time since he has been 4 years old, he has still that picture such as mine is with us as if it happened a few seconds ago. And also sees angels.
Oh, he does. So he remembers quite a bit of that, doesn't he?
Yes, he remembers all of it.
Wow. That's quite an impressive story. Once you came back and you knew he was okay, how did your life change? What happened to you next?
Well, my life changed after that night tremendously. However, let me tell you that when I woke up and I was in this pile of rubbish, I thought, this is exactly what hell would look like. That was my first thought whenever I woke up. And actually, I picked him up and carried him across 5 acres of field to get to the neighbor's home.
Wow. Just to survive.
And not one scratch on us. Nothing. Not a bump, not a scratch, nothing. I got to a creek, and I'm leery of snakes in my area. And so I thought, I had always heard about tornadoes and snakes, you know, washing up in the creeks. And so I was hesitant to cross this creek because I had on my nightgown. And at that instant, a shaft of light came down. On this rock, there was a flat rock in this creek that showed me I stepped on it, stepped over, and then went to the neighbors. So through this whole experience, it opened me to a new realm.
What an amazing experience Rebecca J. Steiger is sharing with us. We're going to take a break and hear from some of my sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what she did after her near-death experience and how she started communicating with angels. We'll be right back with Rebecca J. Steiger.
Pam Evans has been married and divorced 4 times and lived to tell the tale. with honesty, humor, and a heartfelt message. Check out Pam's first book, Ring Exchange, Adventures of a Multiple Marrier, where she shares her hard-won lessons about behavior, emotions, relationships, and her marriage partner choices. Learn more about Pam's road less traveled and how she anticipates every day with joy and a sense of gratitude. Visit Pam's website at www.ring-exchange.com. Her book is available on Amazon.com, too. Everyone deserves a happy life. Life is supposed to be fun. Your life is supposed to feel good, and you're meant to feel happiness in your life and to satisfy your dreams. And you can. Because the only reason anyone wants anything or does anything is that they think they will feel better in the having of it or the doing of it. They think they will feel better in the experiencing of it. Coming soon, a website where you can learn more on how you can have the life you deserve at afeelgoodworld.com.
Welcome back with Rebecca J. Steiger, the author of And the Angel Spoke. I wanted to share with everyone that Pam Evans, her website's fantastic and her book is a delight. I hope you all read it. And Dale Bruner will be on our show tomorrow talking about his Feel Good World. And I'm looking forward to having both of them back on my show again and again. Now, Rebecca, let's talk about when did you, after this near-death experience, when did you start communicating with angels and the angelic realm?
Well, I started communicating with the angels. Actually, the first angel I saw, I was driving with a friend down a gravel road. And previous to this, my grandson kept saying and telling everyone, you know, Beck and I have are angels, and I kept saying, yes, we do, and that's all I would say because I didn't want to say any more.
Yeah,
so I'm driving down a gravel road, and this huge angel appears before me. And at least I had enough sense, and I say that I had enough sense because you're so in awe of what you have just seen, and did you really see that, that I said, who are you? And he said, Carvel. And so I came home, and I called a friend of mine, and I said, who's the angel Carvel? Don't know, never heard of. No one had ever heard of Carvel.
Carvel,
and Carvel is the angel of strength. He is the angel that helped David slay Goliath.
Okay. And how did you find out this information about Carvel?
Had to go on the Internet and look him up.
Okay, there you go.
and at that point is when the angels started, I started seeing angels, and I literally saw them everywhere.
They're all around us.
All around us. They are all around everyone.
Now tell me, did you ever start to think that maybe you were going crazy, or did you doubt your own sanity?
How did
this affect you?
Well, I thought at first that I was totally insane and that I was going crazy because, again, I had been taught that you can't see angels.
Right, right.
You can't communicate with angels. You know, that was an off-limit thing. But it's not. And they're wonderful. So it took me a little while, and I did have a friend who is a naturopathic doctor, and she actually helped me through this tremendously. She and her sister, who are both very spiritual, and they said, no, you're really not going crazy. And then I thought everyone could see and communicate with angels, and then they said, no, wait a minute, back up. No, they can't. You know, I thought, well, if I can, everyone else can. And actually, everyone can if they just drop those judgments and open those channels. And so
now, what happened? Were these the first two people that you shared this experience with? I mean, how did you feel telling them that you saw an angel? I mean, that's got to be an amazing thing to communicate to another being.
Well, I just told them. I've been told I'm very outspoken, so
okay.
I guess I am because I called and I said, well, you're not going to believe this, and I think I've totally gone crazy and insane. I finally lost it, but I saw an angel today. And they said, cool. I said, okay. So I told them what I saw.
Uh-huh.
And we looked it up because they had angels' books. I didn't. So finally went into the computer and found him.
And tell us again who these two people were that you shared this information with.
Yes. This is Mary Lou Ridge and Patty Montgomery. They are actually sisters.
Uh-huh.
And very, very close friends of mine, always have been throughout my life.
Uh-huh. And prior to you seeing the angels, had you ever discussed spirituality with them before? Did you have any idea that they would be receptive to what you had gone through?
Well, yes, of course I have. And I did with Mary Lou. Mary Lou and I have always been extremely close, and she has always been extremely spiritual. And we showed horses together. We traveled together somewhat. And she said, she would always say to me, you are hiding your light under a bushel.
Oh, okay.
And I ignored her.
Uh-huh, sure. Yeah. Well, it's a scary thing to go through. And now, did this experience make a positive change in your life once you overcame the enormous thing that you had gone through?
Yes, it did. It's the most positive, wonderful experience I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
To be associated with that realm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And to know that all things are connected. You know, we live on a heavenly earth. Because this earth is an extension of heaven.
I've never heard it put that way, but you know what? That is just a beautiful expression, because this is a heavenly earth when you walk around and enjoy it and take it all in. When did you decide to help others through this experience? When did you start sharing this with the world?
I started sharing this with the world in 2003.
Okay, so it took a while. It took 10 years for you to get there.
It took a little while. Yes, it did.
Uh-huh.
And, well, actually, I'm going to step back here a little bit. That's when I first started writing. My books were channeled through the angels.
Before that,
I was channeling for others in 96, 97, somewhere. Mm-hmm. I've been channeling since about 1996.
Okay.
To the angels.
Yeah. You know, I had one of my books that was channeled, and it was an amazing experience because I remember I would write it late at night, early into the morning hours, and it just took over the computer and wrote everything. And then I would get up the next day and read it, and I was just like, I couldn't imagine who had written it. So it's an experience. If you haven't experienced, it's very hard to believe. Now, when did you first realize that you could cross the veil? Now, I've never heard that term before, and communicate directly.
Yes. Penetrate the veil is what is what I do. I penetrate the veil and cross over whatever someone chooses. I mean, everybody calls it something different. I was actually channeling for a girl that I had just recently met, Susan, and Susan doesn't mind me telling this story because we love it. And I was channeling for her, and her mother appeared over her left shoulder.
Okay.
And so I described her mother to her, and I said, she has a message for you. And I gave her the message, and she was so happy to receive that.
Yeah.
I mean, it made her ecstatic that her mother came through. And that's when I started crossing over some, penetrating the veil, and realizing that I could do that. Is it just another channel opened? And it was to deliver that message to her that her mother could not get through to her at any point in time. So
wow. And she needed to hear it, and you said it in such a way that she knew absolutely, positively, it was her mother speaking to her, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's never a doubt when I am channeling for someone. If I do crossing over, there's never a doubt that it is their relative. And I've done that hundreds of times, thousands of times. And sometimes when I am doing a session, you know, mom or dad or the uncle or a child, they want to come through, and they're going to come through.
Okay, so you don't know who's going to come through. It's whoever has the strongest spiritual power comes through.
That's spiritual energy.
Energy, okay. That's a very interesting part of it. It's not like you can make a direct dial long-distance phone call and say, I want to speak to so-and-so. What actually happens is someone on the other side decides they want to speak through you, right?
Absolutely. And I have even had and had this experience several times, and I have to laugh when I have it, because some of the energy is so strong and they have so much to say that they push everyone else in the family back. It's like, no, it's my turn. I have this message. I want to get this message through to them.
So they take cuts and go to the head of the line. Well, you know, right now we're going to hear from our sponsors, and when we come back with Rebecca J. Steiger, she's going to share her website information and share with us where her books are available. And we're going to talk with her a little bit about what it's like to communicate and what it's like to cross over and penetrate the veil. We'll be right back with Rebecca J. Steiger.
Nicholas Hazel is a senior member of the Association of Applied and Therapeutic Humor and author of Laughter, the Drug of Choice. Scientific research is discovering that our bodies only hurt when we don't laugh. For anyone interested in a laugh-out-loud collection of medical terms and poetical music, often at the expense of health professionals' love and life, Laughter, the Drug of Choice, is just what the doctor ordered. Do you want to learn how to live into your dreams? One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. The new book by Tom Ingracia and Jared Kredimski captures the thought-provoking stories of 16 people from all walks of life who have triumphed over adversity to achieve their goals. Plus, you'll get 10 self-assessment tools to design your own blueprint for success. Unlock your true potential. Fulfill your dreams. Be inspired. One Door Closes is available from Amazon.com.
Well, all three of them, Nick, Tom, and Jared, are sponsors on the show, and they will be co-hosting the show with me throughout the next year, and I'm thrilled to be working with all three of them. We're back with Rebecca J. Steiger, and Rebecca, could you share with my listeners your website information and tell them how they can get your books?
Certainly, and thank you so much for that. My website is www.rebeccaspathways.com.
Okay.
And I also have a blog site on my website. My books can be purchased either through my website. My newest book is with BalboaPress.com. Uh-huh. You can order it through there. Or you can go online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever, to purchase my books.
Oh, fantastic. And then people would be able to contact you through your website or your blog, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you do readings for people who contact you? Do you do readings? How do you do that? Do you even do that?
Yes, I do. Yes. That's the way that I help others, is through channeling, through the angels. And you can go into my angel shop on my website, which gives you all the information as far as my channeling, crossing over, pricing, et cetera. You go in there and you can send me a message through there, and then I can get back with them and set up an appointment.
Okay. Now, when you cross over, what do you see? What kind of an experience is this? Does the person have to be there with you, or
no.
Do you do it by telephone?
I do it by telephone. No, they absolutely do not have to be here. And you know, the most wonderful thing about crossing over is I always see those who have crossed in the happiest place they were in their life.
Oh, you're kidding. I love that. That's So you see them at whatever age and whatever place where they were the happiest.
Yes. Say they were a gardener.
Uh-huh.
You will see them in their garden. And, of course, that's a validation for the person who is searching.
Right, yeah.
If they're a fisherman, they're in a boat, they're on the lake
uh-huh.
or the water.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how others do it because I've never really checked on that. But
mm-hmm.
that's how they come to me. At one time, I had some twins, and their mother came through, and I described this dress that she had on, and it was
uh-huh.
her most favorite dress that she ever wore.
Oh, my gosh. That's a validation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So I had a wonderful experience and fun doing it, I'll just be honest.
I bet you do. And what a gift you're able to give to people. How do you communicate with angels? Do you ask them questions, or do they just tell you what they want you to hear?
They tell me what that person needs to know.
Oh,
and
okay.
They literally come through sometimes before I ever pick up the receiver and make that call, or they call
mm-hmm.
me. They're
mm-hmm.
giving me, they're downloading information. I'm merely
mm-hmm.
a vessel. And
okay.
once I am done channeling, that information leaves me, and I don't remember it because
okay.
it's not for me.
Uh-huh. So you pretty much are like a computer taking input, and you're basically repeating what comes through, and the other people hear it, and you have no memory of it.
Absolutely.
That's quite fascinating.
I couldn't store all that information.
Yeah, it would just be too much for you to do. Now, when people call you, do they ask specific questions?
Well, they can. However, most of the time, I just start. I don't ask any questions. I don't ask anything
uh-huh.
except their name and where they're from, because I need time for my angels to connect with their angels, and that's exactly what's happening to bring that information to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just start in, and then at the end, as we progress, if they have a question, certainly ask me and feel free to ask me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way that I do it.
Okay. And you can ask your angel for help if you have a problem, probably,
absolutely.
Couldn't you? Yeah.
Yes.
That would be great. And do other people communicate with angels in their everyday lives? Is this something like I could just go out and throw a question out into the universe and one of my angels would answer it?
Well, you can throw that question out, and you might not do it such as I do, but trust me, the angels are here to help us, and
mm-hmm.
the angels will give you the answer to that question in some way. May not be in word form, but
mm-hmm.
you will receive an answer, and they are here to help us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is such a comforting message for people out there who have lost a loved one, and it's such a gift to give to people so that they know that, I mean, once you are communicating with angels and getting messages that you can verify, I would think for most people it would take away their fear of death.
It certainly helps. I can't speak for everyone because everyone reacts differently. However,
mm-hmm.
I have had experiences with clients that I've worked with for several. I have clients that I've worked with for many years,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
that call me for a general reading, you know, X number of times a year.
Uh-huh.
It's some of those have been able to see angels.
Uh huh.
Time or two, they've been able to communicate more clearly with their angels, and they do realize that angels are around us. And I tell everyone, whether you can feel angels or see angels or whatever, know that they're with you, know that they will help you. Just call them in. If you can't find your car keys, have them go get them for you.
Okay. Now, I was raised Catholic, and we always were told we had a guardian angel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that everyone has just one special angel looking out for them? Or
well,
do they have many?
Oh, they have many. They have many, and actually, yours is Saint Germain. But we'll get to that later. But anyway, we have many, many guardian angels. And I call Carvel my primary angel because he was the first one that I saw, and I love, love, love his energy and his strength. But we have lots of angels. We don't have one.
You just put a chill. I'm not kidding. You just put a chill through my body because I had another reading, another channeling, and I have heard Saint Germain's name mentioned in connection with my life before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that validates to you that I am true. It's what I said.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just literally have a chill going through my body for you to mention that name to me, because it has been mentioned to me before in a previous channeling and reading. That's amazing. Oh, gosh. I don't know what to say now.
Well, we're going to have fun now.
Yeah, we certainly are. I don't know how much of this we can share on the show, but I certainly, you verified what I need to hear. Tell us, when did you just first decide to write your book? What prompted that?
What prompted my books? Well, I sat down and I started channeling, and the angels had me write.
Oh.
And it says if they were downloading paper in words, I could see little bitty, teeny, teeny, tiny words, but I didn't know what they were. So I sat down, and they would have me write, and that's the way that I channel. I write mine out on a piece of paper, and I had no clue that I was writing the book.
Really?
On the first one. No.
Huh?
And when I got finished, that's when I realized this was a book.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take to do this book? How long did the process take? Yeah.
My first book took about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
My second book took just about a year. And my third book, which is In the Angels Speak, which is a revised edition of my first book, In the Angels Spoke,
uh-huh.
It now contains 5 new chapters, plus I do metaphysical moments, which the angels
uh-huh.
give me. And it has 5 new chapters in it, and my metaphysical moments were written in about, I don't know, a few days.
Wow, this is very fascinating. We're going to take a break and hear from another sponsor, and you're going to hear about your host today. And when we come back with Rebecca J. Steiger, I want to ask why she changed the name from The Angel Spoke to And the Angel Speak. We'll be right back with Rebecca.
Second time around can be better. Second timers try harder. Looking to have a rewarding second marriage? Any marriage. Read Successful Second Marriages by Patricia Bubash. She interviews a variety of couples that have succeeded in their second attempt. Each story reflects that the second marriages can be tough going, yet be the best of the best. Learn from these couples who share their intimate stories, how they struggled with difficulty and have thrived. Stories such as, "Our kids drove us apart. We separated 5 times in 4 years. 4 months into our marriage, my 85-year-old father-in-law came to live with us. 1 year into our marriage, I was diagnosed legally blind. Death of my eldest child brought grief, depression into our new marriage." Successful Second Marriages is encouraging, hopeful, inspiring. Available on Amazon.com in book form and ebook. Read Pat's musings at www.successfulsecondmarriages.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Welcome back with another priceless personality on our show today, Rebecca J. Steiger. You know, Rebecca, going back to guardian angels, you referred to my guardian angel as Saint Germain. Are all angels saints?
No. We have a variety of angels. I have everyone from Carvel, who is the angel of strength, but he's not a what we call an archangel, to the archangels, to Abraham, to Paul, to an angel may be out there with a name that I am even unfamiliar with, but know that it's an angel. Sometimes some of our family that has crossed over, such as my sister-in-law, Diane, that had crossed over, I have no doubt that she is an angel. And so there's thousands of angels.
Okay. That makes sense, because I've, in my lifetime, I've met people here on Earth who I knew were special. You know, you just meet them and you know immediately that they are just at the head of the pack, and they have they know something that most of us don't know. Now, let's talk about when you changed the title of your book from "And the Angels Spoke" to "The Angels Speak." Why did you change the title?
Well, number one is because it has so much more to it than the first edition of it did. So I felt like after I discussed it with Balboa that we needed to rename it, because it has a lot of the same content, but it has a lot more content for others than the first book did. Even though I loved my first book, And the Angels Spoke, it was time to rejuvenate that book. And in order to do a complete rejuvenation, the name needed to be changed.
Okay, and then that brings your book into the present, which makes it much more something that people can comprehend and relate to. When you look back on your life and your experiences from your tornado with your grandson through writing these books and communicating with other entities, tell us right now, today, for you, what does success mean?
Actually, success means everything. My life is wonderful. I have no judgments. I have no apprehensions. I have no fear. I have no anger. It's just really transformed my life. I've done a 360, and I love it. I love what I do, and I love helping others in a positive way, because there's too much negativity in the world. There's not enough positive energy that flows, and, you know, each one of us can do our own little part and help that positive energy flow. And it's just a wonderful place to be in my life. I have a passion for what I do.
Oh, yes, that's the secret, isn't it? Finding your passion, because then all of a sudden work is not work. You're so passionate about it, you do it for free. When you look back now, do you have any regrets or things you would do differently?
Yes, I certainly do. Of course, we all do. And I don't know that I really call them regrets. I would do some things differently. And one thing is, I blocked this from such a young age. Every time this door opened, I slammed it shut. So. I always tell everyone, just center into yourself and just kind of go with the flow. Don't have to be put through a near-death experience in order to realize that there's many, many gifts out there, and we all have them. So accept them and be accepting of those without fear, because I did fear my gifts for a lot of for many years.
Yeah. Yeah. I have heard that same thing from so many people who have gone through the spiritual experience, such as you, and you really are fearful of sharing it with other people because, you know, people just didn't used to talk about it so much, did they?
Well, they didn't talk about it out of two things, fear and judgment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we all want to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Little do we know that we do fit in when we open our realm of possibilities of things.
Yeah, yeah. This is quite an amazing story you've shared with us. Just out of curiosity, does your grandson, does he do channeling or is he in the spiritual realm still?
Well, my grandson is very, very connected with Mother Nature, and yes, we are still extremely close. He is an amazing channeling Earth predictions.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful job there. He has not really come into his own for channeling for others. Sometimes, you know, being the typical grandmother, I'm like, okay, we're going to sit down, and you're going to channel. And he's like, oh, no.
No.
He's extremely, extremely gifted, extremely talented, and I also do Earth predictions, but he is just so dead on with them. He is so good with them that he's
well, you know, yeah, for him to have been given this gift at 4 years of age, I know that that's quite an extraordinary thing that he could even remember it and make it a part of his life. We have enjoyed having you with us so much on our show today, Rebecca, and I do hope that you will come back in the future. And if you get a message for me from Saint Germain, I hope you will pass it on.
I will certainly, I would love to pass it on to you, and I have thoroughly enjoyed being here. Thank you so very much. You're a wonderful host.
Well, I've enjoyed it too, and to my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. Hasn't it been amazing? My upcoming guests for the show are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Rebecca J. They will amaze, amuse, and astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of you out there to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, please stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Rebecca J. Seiger. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.